I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tony Romo on the NFL Network being asked about the upcoming season. Of course, being asked about America's team. It's Sean and RJ on the home of the Cowboys. As Troy said, our Rangers-Indians ticket giveaway coming up at 7:40 this morning. And then a college football versus NFL article that got taken apart and destroyed. We'll get into that at 8. Brian brought us. Rejoins the morning show at 8:40. Tony Romo with his Super Bowl prediction. We already know who he likes from the NFC. He said that Jimmy Graham is going to be a problem for everyone else in the conference. So he's got the Green Bay Packers with their new tight end against RJ Choppy's Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ooh, pretty interesting okay. stuff.
It is pretty interesting, Tony.
Okay, very interesting. Very interesting. You know, I like the Jacksonville team. Love them. Love the way they play. Love the defense. That's how you build. They built a football team defensively, I think, that has some staying power to it. A lot of defenses, like, they'll be really good one year, then the next year they're just kind of eh. Like, Seattle's had some staying power to it. I think Jacksonville's going to have a lot of staying power to it. You could take that variable out of play. So, I love the idea of Jacksonville making a run.
I love Jalen Ramsey.
Yep.
I love listening to Jalen Ramsey. He's one of these guys. This is going to be a weird analogy, but I was watching Mo Bamba, mm-hmm. DeAndre. This is what a life I have. I was watching Mo Bamba, DeAndre Ayton high school highlights, and they were going at each other. The thing I love about DeAndre Ayton, number one pick of the Phoenix Suns, mm-hmm. he's got dog nasty. There isn't this new school butt kiss amongst
patty cake,
athletes.
Right?
It's not patty cake. At the end of the game, Ayton, like, slapped the ball away from Bamba, and then Bamba, to his credit, took it and threw it in Ayton's back. It wasn't two guys knowing that they're the number one recruits and they're the big dogs in high school. They went at each other. I love that so much. And that's Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey, go watch NFL Top 100, screaming at Gronk, screaming at Tom Brady. No fear and no bowing down to anyone.
Right.
And I love it. I mean, he's the best corner in football. He's the best corner in football.
Oh, there's no doubt about it to me. Maybe the best defensive player overall.
We could have had him.
Could have had him. Yeah, you know, you wanted 4 years of a running back, but you could have had Jalen Ramsey. You know, whatever you want to do, however you want to go about it. That's cool.
I'm still not going back on it, but I understand if you're bitter about it, no doubt about it.
I'm not bitter. I mean, look, Zeke's a terrific player. I'm not bitter about it.
Were you at our dinner when we saw Jalen at the Super Bowl? Name drop. We were at the Benihana. Oh, Chop wasn't there.
No, I was sick.
Oh, yeah.
It was you, Jeff, KT, and Skin.
Yeah,
that's right. I had some Sean's. I had the Sean's.
You had a 20-minute sickness, and then you were downstairs in the bar like an hour later.
Yeah.
I'm out for the night, guys. And then, boom, he's downstairs.
Yeah. I was in the
FOMO,
bar.
FOMO.
I was in the bar, but there was a bar and a bathroom.
Yeah.
Which I was frequenting.
So, Packers, Jacksonville, according to Tony Romo. What about the Cowboys wide receivers? Tony, does Dak need a number one target?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you're defining as a number one receiver. I mean, is it by name alone? Is it by talent? I mean, what, you don't know that they don't have one. There's always someone that can come up. For me, it was Miles Austin after T.O. left, and it was the same discussions then. At the end of the day, if you put the ball in small windows and you're aggressively putting the ball where you want, you know, there's going to be windows. It's just when you have somebody who's super talented, the windows are wider. So if you have Julio Jones, the windows are wider, and so you don't have to be as perfect as a quarterback. So, you know, as Dak continues to improve and gets to the level he feels comfortable at, then I think the windows don't have to be as big. So from that perspective, they just need, you know, guys to get into their spots and the ball will get there, and that's how they're going to do it. They're going to run the football. They have a great offensive line. They may have even gotten better. They drafted a young kid I know they like. So expect that formula to shorten the game and keep the game and the defensive play calls pretty simple as long as they're running the football, you know, at a high level, which you'd have to expect them to do.
That was a nice spun answer.
Such a Mickey Fisher response. We'll have to find number one receiver. What's that even mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know.
What he's saying is, in my opinion, yeah, you don't need a number one if you're Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. You don't need a number one if you have Troy Aikman accuracy. You don't need a number one if you're Drew Brees. And this isn't a knock, but Dak Prescott isn't any of those guys. So I think someone does need to be out there that creates more separation. They don't have a number one, in my opinion. And that's why their passing game, I think, is going to be in some trouble. But that's Tony, I think, putting some icing and some sprinkles on that. Like, you don't have to have a number one if you can fit the ball. You know, there's an old saying. I'm going to butcher it right here. I think it was Brett Favre. There's three types of quarterbacks. I should have looked this up before I said it because I'm going to end up feeling stupid here.
No.
Those that hit the door, those that hit the doorknob, and those that can hit the keyhole. So if you can hit the keyhole of the door, then you don't need the true number one. If you can only hit the door or the doorknob, then you may need the number one because the accuracy isn't there yet. That's not the exact saying, but you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying.
Like Troy Aikman, keyhole. Breeze, keyhole.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers, keyhole. Deadly accurate. Don't necessarily need the greatest gaps, the greatest spaces in order to complete your passes.
Right. Or you could just have wide receivers that can get open where you don't have to worry about it. Like,
which this team doesn't have.
Which this team doesn't have.
Unless Michael Gallup's going to go in here and...
Or it's you can scheme them open. I mean,
Michael Gallup.
Like,
yeah.
Scheme them open. That sounds fun.
Brady has.
Brady has, that sounds fun. You mean with the illegal pick plays?
Yeah. Brady has.
We don't use those. We're too good for those.
We're too
Brady
we're too
has pure. That keyhole accuracy. He didn't need it. Look how open his guys are.
Yeah.
You know, go watch a Patriots game, and they're on enough TV where we watch 8-10 games there's a year.
Yeah.
How many times are these guys 10 yards open?
A lot.
Where, I mean, yeah, you have the accuracy, but you don't ever need it. And unfortunately, Tom makes more wide open throws, completions in 4 weeks than Dak makes in a whole year. This team just doesn't have guys that get that open.
Yeah.
And I know there's numbers that show, well, you know, they had 2.3 yards of separation. That's really, really good. Okay. I mean, that may be true. I don't. They're all on comeback hitch routes where they get 8 yards out of it. They're never on passes where you get a lot of yards after catch. The Cowboys had, I mean, half the time when Dak makes a completion, the receivers are coming back towards him. Like, they're on these curl routes the whole time. And it just, you know, you've got to change that up. He's not hitting the keyhole.
Yeah.
He's hitting.
He's a fourth round pick, too.
He's not hitting the doorknob either.
Well, you know, that's fine. You hit a square on the door. You know, these doors have like those squares.
Here we go.
Yep.
You don't have to hit the whole door. Hit a square, and he could do that.
Hit one of the sides of the Bible or the cross on there.
Every quarterback in the NFL can hit a square on the door. Like, if you can't hit the keyhole, it's a different story. Like, some guys can't. But he's still an NFL quarterback. He's still accurate enough to win. He was accurate enough to not throw any interceptions 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's just...
And lucky.
Can I be honest?
You
got to
be lucky
though?
With it, too. Absolutely.
It was 2 years ago when he competed in the NFL skills competition where I started to have my serious doubts, even after his fantastic rookie season, because he competed against Breeze and Rivers and all these other guys, and he could only complete, like, he could only hit one of the targets.
So he competed against two Hall of Famers and he lost?
No. He got destroyed. He didn't lose.
Of course he got destroyed. He got destroyed.
But he only accounted for, like, 8 points, and they were getting, like, 25.
There's been three. Look, I'm not going to say with a straight face I'm going to take this stuff seriously because he's probably hung over in Hawaii throwing the next day.
Fair point, but he's wearing that bucket hat, so I don't.
What'd you say, Job?
He didn't drink.
But that first contest that you're alluding to, then there was this contest at the Super Bowl where it was really bad.
Yeah, and how
remember
about,
what that was?
Yes.
And then the third is
the Garrett contest.
Getting crushed by Garrett.
He's not a practice player. Okay, it's fine. He's not. Neither is Tim Tebow. Yeah. If you just saw Tim Tebow in practice, you never would have thought he would have won a playoff game.
You never thought he would be unemployed. Yeah, that too. But
out of the league after 4 years.
Meanwhile, he's one of the winningest quarterbacks in the history. Winning percentage wise.
What history?
Yeah.
His winning percentage.
Florida Gators
amazing.
History?
Yeah, Gators history. Yeah.
So there's Romo saying, you don't need a number one wide receiver, you know, if you're deadly accurate. And also picking Green Bay and Jacksonville in the Super Bowl.
As a fan texted. He lost to David Carr, not Derek Carr. He lost to David Carr in that like accuracy deal where David Carr turns
pick.
Around and David
he was the number one overall pick.
And David's turning around like, hey, watch you. This. Watch me bounce this one and hit the target over there.
Yeah,
and then
Dak
turns like real calmly and it's like
that was my
misses
most,
like five in a row.
That was my most disturbing one.
One pick.
It wasn't the one at the Pro Bowl.
That did hurt.
It wasn't the Garrett
those
one.
Those weren't far. I did that. I completed as many as he did on that same challenge.
Is that where you went out there? NFL experience?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my worrisome one.
That one overall pick. I don't know. If I was a number one overall pick, I'd probably be able to beat a fourth runner, too.
You do have to respect it from Javi to some degree. David Carr was the number one pick.
I mean, am I wrong? Was he not? Was he not the number one overall pick?
He was, and he got great protection that day. This is a rare thing for his career.
Great protection.
That was the best protection he has his entire career was the security guard moving the ropes away so he'd get on stage.
Here's former... I wish I could stab you sometimes in your jugular.
You are funny, though.
This is former Packers wide receiver James Jones on the NFL Network reacting to what Romo said about a number one.
That's a special quarterback right there talking because it's not, I mean, and I know a lot of people give Romo a hard time for some of the decisions he makes, but it's not a lot of quarterbacks who can throw these balls into tight windows and throw their receivers open. And I don't think that Dak Prescott is that guy yet. Now, he could grow into that, but he's not that guy yet. And with that being said, he needs a number one. He needs that security blanket to where, okay, they stop in the run, they load in the box up with nine people, we got one-on-one. This is my guy I'm going to, my number one, where I could put it anywhere. It don't have to be a tight window. I could throw it up. You know what I mean? I know he's going to win on the route. And that's why you need a number one receiver. It's hard to get in there and you got, I don't want to say a bunch of twos and threes because somebody will emerge, but it's hard when you don't have a number one receiver that's not necessarily going to win every time.
Preach, James. Preach. Mm. Could not agree more. All right. The Earl Thomas stuff won't die. I trust Blogging the Boys. Very good website. They saw Earl Thomas's Instagram account yesterday where he put out a message, God's plan, hashtag mood, ET3. Well, someone wrote back to him, we're waiting for you to join America's team, hashtag Cowboys Nation. And apparently Earl wrote back straight truth. So continues to keep the fire stoked right there with social media messages like that. Reggie Wayne and Sean O'Hara were on NFL Network Total Access, and Reggie Wayne was asked, hey, what about Earl to the Cowboys? And Reggie said, I'd be chomping at the bit if I was them. Just his winning mentality, his wisdom, his leadership on a defense. If you look at paper from last year that seems to be playing better than it did the year before, it is awesome. When you talk about a quarterback on D, that's Earl. He's like an Ed Reed or Polamalu back there. Getting guys aligned and making plays, that would be a big addition to the Cowboys' defense. Sean O'Hara, when I watch this guy run, I kind of think of the Tasmanian devil. He's just a cloud of dust. When you look at that position, the free safety, he can cover ground. He can read quarterbacks and bait them. Earl's done a great job. I think for the Cowboys, this definitely adds the veteran aspect to this D, and it's kind of what they're looking for. Obviously, they've struggled to go after the quarterback the last couple years, but with Tank up front, I think it could be a big addition. The real question is, how much can you really afford to pay him? So that's Reggie Wayne and Sean O'Hara talking about Earl Thomas. Let me just ask you this. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's just say the Cowboys are 8-8. I add Earl Thomas. What do you make their record? Do you just make it 9-7 or do you go to 10-6? Both of you have to answer.
I don't know that he moves the maybe more than one.
Okay.
Maybe 9-7. I mean,
so you
it's tough to say. It's tough to say because
sure.
you know.
Yeah, just based on that addition, I could only give him one.
One?
One win, for sure. I mean,
okay,
I could,
so you're not trading a second-round pick for him, a future second. The most you'll go is a future third. Next year's third.
Third.
Yeah, next year's third is the most I would go, because based on where he would be compensatory-wise from a pick from Seattle, it goes based on your contract and your number of plays and your production and how they would slot him as a third or fourth round compensatory pick. It could be a fourth. That is what they wind up getting for him, you know, in terms of like the comp pick. I wouldn't go higher than a third, no.
I might lean towards I have him 7-9. I think I'd make him 9-7 with Earl, just because making everyone else better on the outside. But It's just not dying out. Earl Thomas apparently liking the Cowboys' suggestion again, this time on Instagram.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.